ladies and gentlemen. Hawk coming to you live. It is 10/9/2020. It's a Friday night live show. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the Wild Weasel is running on Casey Jones's train, and they're heading downhill with a full head of steam. And old Casey Jones, Casey Jones is all methed up and been drinking the moonshine. He's got that throttle hammered down, and he's welded that sucker to the wall, man. And I'm going to tell you what, something's getting ready to happen here pretty quick. Something's ready to happen quick. And it's just going totally nuts, like we predicted. And, you know, first thing I would like to do, Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, will you go to all the people on the Gulf Coast and Louisiana and Texas and to a certain degree into Mississippi and then above also, because I know the outer bands are already reaching up into Lafayette, Louisiana, you know, and I got good friends up in there. And I will say this, you know, this is about the third or fourth storm to go in there. That's a targeted area. You know, I'm going to tell you, there's other things that are in that area. You got the Hackberry Salt Dome, which contains a large portion, of the U.S. A strategic stockpile of gasoline, oil, that kind of stuff. It's an oil stockpile, not gasoline, but it's in the Hackberry Salt Dome. We keep hitting that whole area. It also has the big refineries in that area and on over into Texas. And that right there is telling you that they're hitting that area. But now listen, we've talked to you about before. Brother Quayle put up that map, I believe, again yesterday or whatever on his site at stevequayle.com. And he put that up, and it's the Navy map. It's the U.S. Navy's map that apparently they did some looking for the future, kind of a look what it might be. And we're seeing with the Mimic, we've seen all of the hits going for years. Now, Dutch Sands, he's talking about directed energy weapons for a change when it used to just be about fracking for a long time. And the fracking may have something to do with it, but quite frankly, we've been documenting. Brother Quayle documented in the 90s, wrote a book about all this stuff, weather wars, all these different things. And for those of you who don't understand it, look up the treaty, the Space Weapons Treaty, the treaty about electromagnetic weapons, earthquake weapons, weather weapons, space weapons, all that stuff that was done between the United States and Russia, okay? Or may have still been the Soviet Union at that time. We actually signed a treaty talking about banning it. And we also, at that time, you had the Secretary of Defense, Cohen, talking about the possibility to do earthquake weapons and weather weapons and all these different things way back when. So when everybody doesn't deal with it, you just don't get it because nobody's telling you about it for years except for Quayle, me, and a few others. So that's the story on it. I doubt whether President Trump really even knows that much about it. You see, it's all about who tells him what. And there's a naivete. I mean, I talked to them and sent, never mind. I sent so much stuff up there, I'm no longer doing it because it doesn't make any difference. It gets filtered out, all that kind of thing. And then you never know whether he reads it, is able to read it anymore or not. But he did finally learn something. He did finally learn something about William P. Barr. Now, hasn't he? But let's go back. This area of the Gulf Coast, if you're hitting it, and may Lord Jesus, will you protect all the good people in the Gulf Coast down there in Texas and in Louisiana and Mississippi and all the way around where this storm is affecting them, and then to go on up into Arkansas and Tennessee and other areas, Missouri, and you see that's that whole area that on that map will turn into possibly an inland sea when the New Madrid and the Wabash faults blow. The New Madrid fault line, which we watched for years. Do you remember also back in 2004, we were talking about the Bin Laden? There was a cartoon came out, or like a map of the United States, and it showed nuclear weapons at various junctions and portions. And one of the portions was up there in the New Madrid area, where they were talking about they might blow that, the jihadis. There was other in California on the San Andreas and other fault lines. So this stuff we've been discussing on here on my radio show for 16 years. So consequently, the Lord has had me focus on a lot of this to let you know about it. Now, a lot of people are sending me stuff, and that's good that they're finally confirming what I've been trying to tell you all these years. The mimic is showing it. Now, what would you do? You're attacking the mouth of the Gulf of Mexico where the Mississippi River comes down the delta. And as you go on up, if you were to have a quake in the New Madrid Fault of a substantial amount that would go on up into the Wabash Fault, that craton that goes up into Indiana, and then it touches southern Missouri and southern Illinois and Indiana and Tennessee and Kentucky, all of that whole area, that Real Foot Lake, all that stuff up in there, you get into that kind of stuff. But then you also have in Louisiana, you have from the ancient times or from the old times when the quakes blew, you have what they call the False River, the old False River, which is not the old river channel. You've got down at Grand Tower, Illinois, you've got where the thing flipped backwards, okay, in the Mississippi, right down there on the corner tip of Illinois. And used to be a real good family-style restaurant down there. Ma something or others, really good thing for all you old southern Illinois people. And I got some listeners over there in the Crab Orchard and various places. But the fact is that this is showing the possibility that they may be trying to blow that fault line. And, you know, it doesn't have to be the largest kaboom. You see, if you know that you can pulse, and if you look at the MIMIC, MIMIC, University of Wisconsin, I'm not going to go into the entire address right now. You look it up. You find it. I sent it to a lot of different people that, you know, requested and that kind of stuff. But that mimic is showing pounding all over in various places in the United States, different fault lines, different areas right now. Also, in conjunction with that, a lot of that's coming out of Africa. And a lot of that is red Chinese. Although some of this stuff can be allies of the red Chinese and the Luciferians in the top slots inside our own military and intelligence world and scientific world. They can be doing some of this too. They can also use the satellites. But right now, before I came on the air, the only loon balloon, the Google, you know, for protection, allegedly, for a cover story, allegedly, they're helping out the poor people with the, internet, right? Well, there's a whole lot of places where they went, and it's kind of interesting. But the only one showing right before the show was right up over Florida, maybe up over Pensacola, like where the Naval Air Station is. And then I guess Tyndall is getting direct energy weapon hits. And then I will tell you that the Dilibird has got an overlay of a protective device over Dilibird that causes problems for all a lot of people around in that area in Tampa, Pasco County, all that kind of stuff. And it makes a lot of people sick. It's like living under the High Line. They got protective dome, you see, because that's where a lot of commands, yes, commands are at. But I'm just going to say this. They could blow the New Madrid Fault, and they could also do some stuff up by the Great Lakes, which they're also have been hitting certain things up there. Now, if you put nukes in the right places and you cause Lake Michigan, let's say, and maybe maybe one of the other lakes, you pop something over in Indiana, Ohio, over in there, you know, and hit the other lake, and then you start draining parts of the Great Lakes, draining them down in the Illinois into the Mississippi River and the Ohio into the Mississippi, and you start to get maybe a delta that also, if it blows, if the New Madrid blows big, you can knock every bridge off the Mississippi River from, at least down into, Memphis and all of that. You can knock them all the way up, past St. Louis, up into Alton there. You can knock all the bridges out. And then you have a divided country. Then if the Mississippi all of a sudden becomes 50, maybe 75, 100 miles wide, and you got Great Lakes water draining down through it, you got a whole nother country, don't you? A whole nother country. So that is the type of warfare that we might be able to try to expect. This is what you call, quote, end quote, act of God type warfare. And the Lord could do it himself, but in some instance where we're seeing the evidence of it, I'm still seeing a huge portion of Red Chinese and Russian involvement in the scalar war and attacks against the United States right now and ongoing for quite some time. And when you pulse, boom, 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 you pulse it at a certain frequency, certain rate, you know, and then using a certain frequency that you've got and then a certain timing, boom, 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 and you create a rhythm or a vibration just like certain bridges when they used to be unsupported. You would get the vibrations from the cars going over, and all of a sudden the bridge would start to sway with the wind. And you remember those old movies they used to show you of how the bridge, the unsupported span, would fall into the ground because it started to get a rhythm. Well, let me tell you this. Nikola Tesla in Manhattan used a small device to tune some kind of a stuff inside his lab in that hotel there, you know, where he was at. And he turned that on, and all of a sudden, he just turned it on, and within about 5 minutes, you started having the entire building rumble and the entire block. That was Nikola Tesla at the turn of the century, or just a little afterwards. And then when he turned it off, they'd ask him to demonstrate, Tesla, can you demonstrate what you're talking about earthquakes or that kind of stuff? And he did. He used the energy, and he tuned it to a particular frequency, and started going boom, 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 and then all of a sudden, you got stuff. You got quakes. You got shaking and that kind of thing. Now, that's sitting on Manhattan, sitting on a big granite, you know? So, anyway, the whole thing is open warfare politically. It's open warfare with China, with Russia, with the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Luciferian, demonic commie rats, and the big bankers and the big religious people. Not all, but some. Who are worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer. I told you that last night. And so everything is getting skewed and pewed and what have you. And I'm just looking right now at Dredge, scrolling down and looking at some different things. And it's just status. Now you got the military dogs equipped, augmented with reality goggles, okay? So you got all kind of stuff. You got them, the survival camps being activated. They should be. And all these kind of things are getting ready to come to pass. And you know who told us about all that? You know who told us about all that? Lord Jesus. You go to Matthew 24 and Luke 21. You go to Revelations and you read it. I've read it to you 10 million times. I could read it to you again tonight, but the Lord has told me, Hawk, you have told them for 16 years. They haven't read it by now and understood it. Then maybe they should get that and read it. Now, I'm calling this country now Chimerica. That's my coining of my phrase. Chimerica. Old Brother Quail has been doing quailism for years. Well, this is a hawk word. Chimerica. C-H-I-M-E-R-I-C-A. Chimerica. Because they've used a chimera virus, you see. They've used a virus that switches and changes and alters itself and is more than one thing. It's a chimera. It flip-flops and it changes. It's the Gripen. It's the Pan, the different, ancient fallen angel creations genetically. So Chimerica. And I'm going to tell you, if Biden wins and you get the Kamala chameleon presidency, then you're going to have everything that will be destroyed. Basically, they'll gut the Bill of Rights. Speech only if you don't say anything against them. Second Amendment will be gone. And the right to assembly will only be had by who? Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Everybody else is locked down under the COVID. Can't go to church. Can't go to work. Can't go get a drink. Can't go out to eat. Can't go to the roller skating rink. Can't go this way. Well, you can't, at least in the coastlines. You can in many of the other states as you come out into the middle of the United States, but still not fully here either. And so what I'm just trying to say, if they blow this whole thing, they don't need to do the power grid down necessarily, because if they do that also, you're liable to see some power grids go anyway, and you'll cut the traffic east and west and cut the two things apart. Now we've got in, up in B.C., British Columbia, got the Red Chinese a training. And, you know, there used to be an X plan. I talked about this about 2004-5. The old X plan was the Nazi plan to invade the United States. They were going to come in from the corners of the X and then also split the X in half and come in from the top and the bottom. And they were all going to drive where? They're going to drive to the heartland where the grain, the wheat, the corn, the soybeans, all of the crops are done. Where you have also the largest amount of cattle production and pork and chickens and everything, you know, from Texas on up through the Canadian area. And you got the widespread, you got the grain belt, you see. Just like when the custom cutters start in Texas and they go all the way and they end up in Canada, you know, up in Alberta or Saskatchewan, you know, where they cut the wheat. And that is what the drive has always been for. And you also have for water, you got the Great Lakes, plus a large number of lakes in the inland area with fresh water. You also have the Ogallala Aquifer, although it is being depleted. That's in Kansas and all of that, Kansas, Nebraska, the Ogallala Aquifer, because it's been utilized to produce extra food for all these years. And if you ever want to see big sprinklers sometime, drive down I-70, you know, and take a look at the big sprinklers in the season and watch them spraying the entire fields as they're growing, you know. Well, the fact is they could blow that. They could still do with computers, hacking, all of that. And also, you see, you've got to remember that Obama gave the radios about 1,500 of the first quality brand new military radios to the Spetsnaz in the United States. And he also gave them the NATO codes, okay? And that is no ifs, ands, or buts.
You didn't read it in the Daily Blab.
Well, that's your problem and the Daily Blab's problem, because they have no clue. But Obama did it after he hired the Spetsnaz. He gave them the radios. Well, then that lets them get into a lot of networks and to see all these different things. The Red Chinese, as I told you, they had one loon balloon that you can see up over Pensacola and up over the Florida area. And if it's up there 60,000 feet, that kind of a thing, it can oversee all of Oceania, Charleston. It can oversee Jacksonville and the sub base down by there and all up and down the line, you see. Virginia Beach on up, you know, from up there, you can go all the way, see all the way up into Massachusetts, Connecticut, and up into Maine where there's stuff up in those areas too. Plus New York for different bases, but the fact of the matter is, this is the Chinese command and control. Now, we did scare them a little bit, I guess, last week, because you remember on Friday night, I told them that something might be gaining them. They better move that one that was up over Nevada in that area. They better move that quick, remember? Because a TR-3B just might pop out of the ether and zap it. Well, you know what they did do? They moved it, and they moved another one that had been down by the Mexican border and San Diego. And then another one that they moved that had been up over Minneapolis, Minnesota, and on the Canadian border, they moved it west, and they took all of those. Guess where they took them? You get up above a certain altitude, and you no longer have to squawk. You do not have to squawk an identification frequency so that people can see where you're at. It's basically the idea of the 12-mile limit. It's the limit that is, you know, off the coastlines, you know. And then also up in the air at above a certain altitude, you do not have to even identify yourself if you're a plane, a spacecraft, what have you. Doesn't mean you can't be seen, but what it also means is that up around 78,000, 80,000 feet, right there at the edge of space, man, I mean right at the edge of space where it's real thin, those loony balloons, which have ionic motors on them, allegedly, and have also, as I told you, all of the bells and whistles of the different things for signal intelligence, but also relays, small portable electromagnetic weapons, power sources that can be done by solar at that spot, okay? You can do a lot of stuff there. You can also have a small nuki-duki kind of a thing, and these are not little balloons or the rubber ones you just see sent up like they used to in the old days. These are nice, long, big packages that are supported sometimes by more than one balloon, all right, with an ionic motor, and you can move them around. We talked about that months ago. But the one reason, another one, they went up higher is because, you see, certain missiles can't reach up that high, and you can't get planes up to a certain height to where they would still have the ability to use air-to-air to shoot it down as easily. Might still get a hit or two. Might still get good hits. But you would have to use a different type of missile to get up there higher, you see. And it's just a loon balloon. It's just a Google balloon anyway. They're just up there. Oh, why are they in Canada? Oh, I guess they're helping the Canadians with their internet out in the hinterlands, out in their treed areas and out in the countryside, in the forest, I guess being up over San Diego and all of that, that's just a real good spot, you know, to help San Diego with their internets. You know, California doesn't have any, you know, so you have to help people with that. Oh, I guess it's Mexico they're helping. You see, that is the cover story. I'm going to say it one more time. Pentagon jerks. You know, no such, arseholes, you know. Necrophiliac Shiite, as in Shiite Muslim arseholes. The command and control is not up there in the satellite world where you're going to play games with them and you're going to knock their sats out, they're going to knock yours out. It's already up here in the Google balloons. And guess what? You got Chinese troops in Mexico. You got the cartel people in Mexico. You got Muslims and others affiliated with the Red Chinese and the cartel people in Mexico. You got Red Chinese up in Canada, in various places, all right? You got the Spetsnaz inside the United States. Oh, yeah, they're still here. They get paid by black budgets. I still think, allegedly, that Valerie Jarrett and old Joker Tut from a Calorama address might control a lot of it. It's the headquarters, you see. And then Soros funding it, but does who fund Soros? Is it the Rothschild family who claims descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis, the founders of black magic on the planet, who are basically, part of the fallen angel crowd, allegedly? This is not play around stuff. This is get your K-bar sharp, load your magazines, and keep buying food. Keep putting back and storing water. And I'm going to tell you a couple other things. Ammunition's disappearing more and more every day. Food is disappearing more and more every day. Lady J up there in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge went to different stores. The Walmarts and stuff hardly got any food in them at all. And you're also starting to see the Dollar General's getting cleaned out. And you're also starting to see that over-the-counter medicine is no longer available in some areas. And then it's going to get more and more, more and more. But now let's see here what I've got to say again. Somebody let me know about what Hal Turner was talking about. And he said he spoke to some of his former colleagues from the years working with the FBI. And they said the left wing are basically, I guess, planning a lot of riots and widespread looting and arson and attacks on the infrastructure. And if you've noticed up in Wisconsin, I think it was in the Wamamosa, something like that, a Native American name, that BLM went into the residential neighborhoods and they started riding motorcycles up in people's yards and doing burnouts and stuff. They started yelling and screaming and flashing lights inside of houses in the middle of the night. They started throwing rocks and bricks and stuff into homes where children are living. So that's already started into a neighborhood in a town in Wisconsin. It's getting ready to start happening. They're going for, they say, the full Monty, all the gusto. Going for the gusto, the old timers would know what I'm talking about. So this apparently, arson, all the kind of stuff they've been doing in Portland, Seattle, and all the different places, New York, Chicago, St. Louis, all the different areas, well, all over, Louisville, everywhere. But here's what they're saying. Apparently, the FBI people are telling him that when Joe Biden loses the election, that this is all going to knock off and start happening. And despite all the polling results, I guess, there's some polls showing that Biden is losing almost every state. I don't know if I believe that or not. That could be COINTELPRO FBI disinformation as well, okay? And that could get you to get ready to jump. You see what I'm saying? So they can have another victory in Ray Ray and Bodhi Bodich and Prosibiec and all the different ones of this one, that one, the other one, and the old Div 5 FBI. The 5 is funnier, just like the fifth directorate from the KGB was the wet work directorate, you know? Well, 5 is funnier than the FBI, too. Used to be. So apparently, Turner's talking about FBI source maybe inside the Democratic Party are fearing an election defeat so profound they may never recover. So they're telling everybody if you need anything from the store, a firearm, you need a hammer, you need food, you need a new pack of socks or underwear or whatever, winter coats, prep gear, whatever it might be, you had better start to get it right now, okay? You better start to get it right now. And somebody sent sent me the information about what they'd heard on his show, okay? So anyway, God bless you for sending and letting me know, because that's important enough without going down and reading the whole thing or that kind of stuff to get that information out, because I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it dovetails with everything Lord Jesus has told you about, that if the time were not shortened for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. Well, I'm going to make the other guy give his flesh up, and I'm going to stay on the line for Lord Jesus against all evil. Now, that doesn't mean that you throw yourself away on the faint. You know, you don't follow in when the guy throws a left jab, you know. He might throw one, too. But that don't mean you lean in, because then he's going to clip you with the right cross. Or you're going to double up with that or triple up and give you the left hook after. So you got to be strategic and tactical. And don't go joining these big groups and all this stuff. And I got no problem with some of these people. I've known the militia people and stuff for years, over the years. I never joined up because I know. I've known people over the years. Years ago, that actually infiltrated the doggone things. I knew people that worked for the Iowa Bureau of Investigation. Knew a guy that did that. I knew also a guy who was really good. This guy was like King Kong. He was like a, how do I say it? Anyway, he was like, for a while, had infiltrated and was like the number three man in an SDS organization. Number three man. He thought he worked for the FBI. He really worked for the CIA, but he never knew it. And he infiltrated, let's say, a university somewhere in the Midwest, like maybe in the Buckeye region somewhere, you know? But then he went on and became an expert sniper, all right? And he had military training, but he was also somebody that was so good that he could drink a fifth of scotch. And in a certain state where he lived at a certain point in time, he could go out on New Year's Day and shoot with the state police pistol team and wipe the floor at them with the targets, drunker than a skunk. He was also really good with the rifle, you know what I'm saying? The old archers. Quite incredible people. So I've known people like that. They told me, hey, man, it's all in you know, FBI's COINTELPRO, CIA, it was all rolling down the road. Now, I've never had any affiliation with any of that stuff other than I knew these people and talked to them. But I've always been who I am. And I tell you what, I'm out here working for the Lord Jesus. I was recruited by Archangel Michael, and I was put to work to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, not the general public, although we still grow in terms of the show. The thing is, when you work for Lord Jesus, there's very few other people out there with you. There are a few. Brother Quayle, some of my good sources in the deep background, and a few others that get it and who actually do work for the Lord Jesus. And there's good pastors and good priests and good lay people all over the place. Some good rabbis. But by and large, the greatest number of people that are out there are working for somebody else or are just trying to tiptoe through the tulips and dodge the raindrops so they don't get involved in any of this. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, ladies and gentlemen? You want to keep me swinging for the fences against old Lucy and trying to tell you as best I can what's going on and how you might prepare. If you do, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and welcome. The easiest thing for me is basically Federal Reserve notes, silver dollars, silver dimes, silver quarters, ounce of silver, silver little bar, whatever it is, piece of gold, whatever it might be. That is the easiest for me. I also take a check, make them out to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold and protect you against all evil and provide you with whatever you need, whether it be medical miracles or the wherewithal to prepare and to get additional food or protection or prep gear for your family. May he provide you what is needed and wanted, or show you who you can go to that might be able to help you with that. So we have, on the one hand, Trump is going to win big. Biden's going to lose. On the other hand, you got Vegas, which is not all that stupid, is betting on Biden. All right? Now, there is time between now and the election. I would urge you to tell people that they, if they want a country where the Bill of Rights are still here, where the Second Amendment is there to protect the other Bill of Rights in the Constitution, where you can still live free without having to give all your money up to somebody else, and if you become successful, they're going to confiscate it. And how long do you think these corporations are going to stay in the United States? Trump brought a lot of people back with the tax things. It was supposed to be more of them, but they did remove that little thing from the bill. I remember Brady from Texas, the House Ways and Means. He had the little thing in there, and I believe Mnuchin might have removed it. But in there, it was saying, basically, you get the tax break and can repatriate your money at a low rate if you put a plant back in the United States and start to employ Americans. That was the other portion that's supposed to have been in there, but did not get in there fully. They were also supposed to drop down the first year to a lower rate yet, down to 15%, and let this sucker rip. But that was going to have to be only if you got and put plants back in America instead of China or anywhere else, and you employed American people. But be that as it may, President Trump got the unemployment rate down to 3.9%. He had the lowest unemployment for women, blacks, Hispanics, Orientals, and pretty doggone low for old lowly white privilege white people. Of course, I don't know, you know. Are you French? Are you Italian? Are you Irish? Are you English? Are you Swedish? Are you Nordic? You know, whatever. You know, what are you? Who knows? Because I might be more swarthy than some, you know? But be that as it may, the fact is, I also would tell you that I think you should go to stevequayle.com and that you should go up there and click on the final warning segment for the live streaming and sign up for it. Get the live streaming, sign up for it, and that's right at stevequayle.com. You also, I saw right before coming up, I guess the U.S. Mint's going to raise the prices up on the Silver Eagles. And I know they were talking about proof or uncirculated proof, but type things. They're going to raise it up quite a bit, but that means they're also going to raise all the Eagles up, because gold and silver are going back up again, if you notice today. And they're up considerably from where it was a few years ago. And from when Brother Quayle used to tell you to really go at it and tell you to buy it. You know what silver was then when he used to pound it on air with the cue files? It was about $4.50 an ounce for silver. And about, what was it? It was under 200 on, or under 300 on gold. So you can see if you did that where you'd be today. And it would be sitting there in your bunker safe, you know. But anyway, if you'll call 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, to Steve Quayle's office there. You'll either get Tyler or Daryl, the office manager, or you might even get Steve himself. You tell him that old Hawk sent you. Tell him Hawk sent you and that you'd like to get some silver before the prices go up. And you can get silver, gold, platinum, palladium, whatever it is you want. And the thing is, I hear you, Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse tells me nothing's wrong with Swarthy, you know? That's true. Anyway, the 406-586-4840. And get you some silver and gold, because if they're going to stop printing the money, they're going to stop doing that. You're going to have to be on the digi-currency like they're even talking about at the doggone Federal Reserve. And, you know, when you got digi-currency, you say, well, what's wrong with that, Hawk? We're all on our phones, and we're doing this and that. Well, you dummy, when they just want to. This is why President Trump didn't want to do a virtual debate. They just push the button, and they turn the microphone off. They push the button, they zero you out, and they say, there's no record of you ever having been on our books. And, as a matter of fact, since you're not, we're sending a drone to your house. And if you resist, the drone will kill you. And if you go out and hold your arms up, hands in the air, the drone will put hooks under your arms and lift you up and take you to the re-education camp. That's why it's a chimerica. Chimerica. Because they're going for it. The Luciferian demon commie rats are going to go for it. Gonna go for it. And you see this thing about the 25th Amendment? Trump called it real interestingly today. He said that might be Nancy Pelosi setting it up for when Biden goes goo-goo if they win and they put Kamala Chameleon in there. Alright? Comma, chameleon. They're gonna pack the court. They're gonna destroy the country. And you're going to have the Antifa and the BLM will be the commissars. Oh, yes, comrade, your house here let's see, let me pick a place. Your house in Kenilworth, north of Chicago, is actually got room for more than 30 families in it. Your ranch in Barrington with the horse ranch, well, why, that will be a people's garden. And then, of course, the horses will be confiscated, and they will then be butchered and fed to those who have a need of meat. And then all you good people out there in Washington State, you see, living amongst the piney woods and all those nice homes and stuff, well, by George, they're going to have a whole lot of red Chinese are going to come in there, so you've got to put them up, and then you'll have to give them your house, and then you'll go. Of course, Bill Gates won't have to, but you'll go then and work in labor camps in the forest. Oh, yeah, because they'll start cutting trees again. Now that they need to cut trees for firewood, you know, for a while, you got to use firewood. Because they're going to quit fracking. They're going to quit doing the natural gas and the oil. And then the solar's not going to be good because when the volcanoes blow, there's going to be too much ash and you'll have nuclear winter. So, you know, maybe that won't be as good as you think sometimes. Although I would still try to get at least a $189.99 Harbor Freight set up and then add a little bit to it. Serious business, ladies and gentlemen, serious business. But President Trump's starting to get it now about Barr, isn't he? Just like I told you more than a year ago, or when Barr was first being considered before he was even appointed. You remember that? I was telling you all about it, didn't I? And quite interesting. I was looking through Terry Reed's book, Compromise, Clinton, Bush, the CIA, Terry Reed, and John Cummings, how the president was co-opted by the CIA. It is a spy, S-P-I, book, 1994. And if you're out there, old Terry Reed, listening somewhere on some old radio somewhere, Swatika, Terry Swatika. Now, I told you that there was this bunker there at outside of Little Rock, and you had the CIA resident agent of Little Rock. He's undercover, of course, but his name was Akahiti Sabahata. And they were all there, and Andrew Young. It was called Camp Robinson, Army facility outside Little Rock, and they were getting some of their problems to be ironed out, in addition to the governor, which was Billy Clinton, and his aide. The guest list included Max Gomez, i.e., the real name Felix Rodriguez, the guy who killed Che Guevara, CIA, John Cathay, C-H-A-T-H-E-Y, otherwise known as Oliver North, resident CIA agent Akahiti Sabahata, agency subcontractor Terry Reed, and the man in charge, the one who would call the shots. He called himself Robert Johnson, chapter 17, page 227 of the hardback of Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, SPI Books, Terry Reed and John Cummings, 1994. You still could probably get a used copy on Amazon, maybe a new one. Johnson had been sent, and Johnson was William P. Barr. Johnson had been sent from Washington to chair this very delicate operational briefing that would hopefully extricate the CIA from its entanglement in what was becoming a messy situation in Arkansas. A lot of loose ends were yet to be tied up. It was a rendezvous that would change the complexion of the secret American policy in Central America and would outline the impending Operation Screwworm in Mexico. In other words, they took shut down Centaur Rose, which was run by codenamed Black Rose, which was George Herbert Walker Bush. And old Gomez didn't really want to, Felix Rodriguez didn't want to give up his customized black polymer housed nickel-plated slide Glock 9mm. It was a custom gun, you see. But he did give it up. And Johnson was there, and basically, you see, Johnson, or William P. Barr, covered up for all of the CIA stuff, including all of the Clinton body count, the murders, allegedly, he covered up allegedly for that and took the drugs and stuff out of there and the guns and the triangle trade out of Arkansas. Never completely gone, but out of there, and moved a lot of it to Mexico. But you see, this involved cocaine, and C-137's full of it, and all that money got spread around and laundered in the Arkansas miracle of business, you know, back in those days in the 80s. Anyway, he's doing the same thing now, and Trump is really getting angry about it. Now he's, Pompeo kind of came up later in the afternoon after Trump talked about that, I guess on Rush. Limbaugh, they did a, you know, a big radio show for a lot of people. President Trump talked about how Barr and this bullshit Bull Durham report ain't going to come out before the election. And all this stuff was known a year, 2 years ago, a lot of it. And it's the biggest story, it's the biggest crime, an attempted coup d'etat by members of the FBI, the head of the FBI, a bunch of crooks. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Brad Rosenstein, allegedly from the DOJ, Yates, all these different people, Orr's, all these people that we knew about. All you had to do was read Greg Jarrett's book or Bongino's book or 3, 4, 5 other books about all of it. And now Pompeo says, well, we might be able to release some of Hillary's emails from the State Department. They called for those to all be released back before the election even started. So anyway, I'm going to tell you, do not bet that William P. Barr will do one doggone thing, and even Trump said it. He said, well, if Joe Biden were to win, all of this stuff would go away, and there'd be nobody held accountable for one of the biggest crimes, most serious crimes in American history. So if we lose the republic, then you can pin the tail on the dadgum CIA Robert Johnson William P. Barr donkey ass. Excuse my French. Or I should say farm talk. He's the one, by withholding all of this and keeping it out, not letting the American people know the truth a year ago. Oh, yeah, the COVID put the stop, bop, 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 and they couldn't get a grand jury. Baloney. You could have got a grand jury a year ago before the COVID even came in. You could have started knocking them off one after the other. And if you wanted to, you know, the trials would be delayed anyway. So then the fact of the matter is, you could then be working them for better deals to give up the guy up above. And then maybe you'd have completely Comey, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, you know, maybe Susan Rice, maybe Obama himself, Brennan, Hayden, you know, Clapper, whoever. Maybe you'd have them all, and we would have cleaned this mess out, or at least put a big ding in the illegal, unconstitutional, unlawful, evil bunch of crap, and made this country freer again. You can have intelligence, you can have military intelligence and a strong military, but you don't have to have it to where their goal is to undermine and to attack and to put under the thumb the American people. You could have gone against the enemy. You could have put the enemy down, but instead, you went into bed with Red China. You went into bed with Russia. You went into bed with Ukraine. You went into bed with all these people in a new world order, you know. And yes, we'll participate with the London banks and the New York banks and the Zurich banks and the Rome and Vienna banks and the Frost, the banks in Frost, you know. Oh, yeah. One more thing also, let me tell you one more time, ladies and gentlemen. Good people, the Nunamakers, who are missionaries to Indochina. And they distribute Bibles and stuff to tribal believers in the mountains of Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and that whole, the Shan states, the whole Indochine. And the Bibles can still get to them, and they give them Bible and hymn book in their language. And there's a lot of different dialects. One more time before the stuff all starts to go down, if you would like to help them to send Bibles to people who are really hungry for the word of the Lord and who love the Lord Jesus, you can send a check, money order, whatever, cash, whatever, to Gospel Furthering Fellowship. 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, USA. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. The Nunamakers who work out of France, they will then receive that and put as a on your check or put it in a letter or a card and say, this is for the Bible Project for Indochina, Bible Project for the Indochina. And they're still able to get those, and they will still get and put that in the Bibles for people who love the Lord. It may be one of the few last times we can do it. But I look at pictures of these people who are really smiling, who are on fire, and for the first time they're able to read a Bible in their own language. And then most of the ones receiving them are being trained to go on and to be ministers or pastors to their own people. And a lot of people who are in Vietnam know who the mountain people are. May the Lord bless you 1,000, 10,000 times anything you send to them. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go into their Luciferian knife without a bite. And regardless of what we do, we have very little time left, apparently. Very little time left. So anyway, I don't know exactly what's going to happen or the timing, but I do know that the Lord Jesus has told us all about it. Matthew 24, Luke 21, Revelations. And he also told you and gave you the idea in Matthew 25, you better prepare. Don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. Go out tonight, get some more preparation done. Go tomorrow, get some more preparation done, if nothing else. One more can of chunky soup. One more box of 22 long rifle or 38 special or whatever it is you shoot. One more box of shotgun pills. Fandango Raiders, I know you're ready and mighty men of the development. You're high tech. Some opportunities now to take out some red giants and command and control moon balloons. Rep hit the satellites, just hit the moon balloons and they'll get the idea of the picture. And you might start to tickle it, since they're sending more storms than our gut. Might tickle there. The Lord can jam again with the right frequency and see how they like it. Making a fool, baby, you're on the money with your road and track. Rico and Thomas, they don't need this from here. I need to show you the way.